The organization of the focus group. Number one, choose a clear and unique objective. This is an opportunity to know more about nuanced points of views of your potential customers and existing consumers of your team or assembly. The idea would not be discussed only with one of these audiences, but to imagine a clear goal that meets the needs of as many people as possible. Number two, refine your target audience. Do you want to know how young people perceive your product? And what age group in particular? Do they have passions, acquisition behaviors, or interests of their own? The more precise you are when selecting the targets to group during the focus group, the better the focus group in question will be. Do not hesitate to organize multiple focus groups if necessary. For each target audience, if you estimate that the mixtures would bring nothing beneficial to your study. For example, young people may not dare to speak in the presence of adults that make them think of their parents. Likewise, if you wish to contact an audience that includes members of specialized professions, such as doctors, do not try to mix them with other people. Chances are they express themselves freely in front of individuals of the same level or better. Number three, plan to organize a team of control. If you have enough to organize two focus groups, consider doing it with the representatives of the demographic group that interests you and another with a wider audience of potential customers. This last control group will distinguish the reviews widely shared and have appraisals unique to your demographic target. Do not use the focus group for other intentions. When customers and organizers try to go beyond the limits of the project, the focus group becomes a less efficient experience. Remember that a focus group can't be considered as a meeting. You are not trying to find a solution or agreement. The focus group is also not an opportunity to establish spin-offs, public relation types. Don't overdo it to represent your business in a positive way. A focus group does not constitute a way to collect statistical data. The sample is too small in size and the quality of the data is not good. Number five, find another facilitator. You can find yourself an assistant who will take care of taking notes and record the debates so that you will be able to focus on discussions. Nevertheless, the assistant is obliged to present himself at the beginning of the focus group. It is crucial that all members are at ease when faced with the presence of an extra person in the room. Apart from those with an exact role, like those that distribute the papers, presents, and snacks, no one else should be present. The superfluous spectators could annoy the participants. Number six. Choose a process registration and a convenient place. Find a private place where participants can feel comfortable and relaxed. A focus group can also be organized remotely thanks to the latest digital tools. Number seven, prepare the questions. Create questions to encourage the participants to flourish and to speak about their views in depth. Questions that can be answered by yes or no are to be avoided, because people are more likely to respond yes in order to please you. Preferably use open questions, such as, what is your opinion on this product? Or questions that depict the two choices. Like, do you think the color of this product should be changed or kept? You have to get out of jargon and technical terms. Use short and precise sentences so the participants are not confused. Potential issues: to embarrass or intimidate them enough to make them mute or to be avoided. We should start with questions that encourage participants to discuss, usually about themes that relax them and that are familiar to them. Before the conclusion, ask the audience if anyone would like to talk again. Before starting with negative questions, ask the positive questions to first relax them. Number eight, consider recording everything. Before you start collecting data, ask yourself how you will record them. You may need a dictaphone or more professional hardware.